Blog Talk Radio. Happy Thursday, everyone. It's relationship enthusiast Tiffany Williams-Jallo joining you tonight for the Tiff Talk Thursday edition of Relationships 360 Degrees right here on Blog Talk Radio. Thank you so much for tuning in. I appreciate your support. And, of course, this is a show where we address every relationship challenge under the sun in order to help you repair, build, and maintain quality relationships. And now, I normally have guest experts on the show, but on the last Thursday of every month, it'll be just me and all of you with any relationship issue or question you'd like to discuss for the next hour. And there are two ways to join the conversation. You can call in to 714-409-0610. That's our live dial-in number. And that number's right on the show's Blog Talk Radio page. And we'll be sure to put the number up in the chat room. I believe it's already there. And in the chat room, you can post your comments and your questions there if you're too shy to pick up the phone or you can't get in on the line due to them being tied up, which, you know, often happens on this show. So I would love to hear from you. Now, I do have a disclaimer for our callers. Please stick to one question or comment. Unless I ask you a question, of course, we do have limited time, and I want to be courteous to other listeners who have something to say that want to chime into the conversation. Also, please refrain from using profanity, vulgar language, or language intended to offend a particular group or person. Of course, we talk about a lot of things that hit a lot of people, different groups of people, so we definitely want to respect others when commenting or posing questions on this program. So listeners who, you know, don't follow the rules, of course, they'll have their mics disconnected, and it has happened on this show before, so please take heed to the warning. All right, so now that we know the rules, I want to encourage our listeners who've never tuned into this show before to check out our on-demand episodes, which is just a fancy term for, you know, archived or recorded programs. They're all available on this show's Blog Talk Radio page, so you can listen to those after this live airing is over. And on Relationships 360, there's guaranteed to be something for everyone. As I mentioned earlier, we cover the gamut of relationship issues and topics. This month, just starting with February 3rd, the first Thursday of this month, my man Wallace Carter joined the program, and he helped to dispute the myth that long-distance relationships don't work. We talked about our success formula and how he wooed me to from Kansas City, after living in Kansas City for 33 years, wooed me all the way to New York, where I've been living for the past several months. So we talked about that. I also have my man, MyCircles.com CEO, Leon Gomez, on the show. He's an old buddy of mine, again, from down south in Miami, and he advised us on how to avoid the pitfalls of dating online. And then the following Thursday, February 10th, leading into Valentine's weekend, things got heated on the show when our guest, Gail Crowder, she's also a CEO. She has her own company called One Sexy Wife, and we had a discussion about spicing up marriages with creative forms of pillow talk, sensual dancing, costumes, toys, games, pretty much everything that you can think of, like I said, to spice things up between the sheets. And it was a perfect segue for last week's program. last week's edition of Relationships 360 when our special guest, Spirit, all of our guests are special, but this is a big name. She's a nationally syndicated radio show host, and she's also a Tyra Banks Show relationship expert. You probably remember her coaching couples through their different couples issues on the show. And she walked us through the stages of sexual intimacy and gave us suggestions on how to overcome barriers to achieving complete intimacy with our partners in the bedroom and outside of the bedroom. It was excellent. So I want to touch on that a little bit during this program as well. And, again, it's been a wonderful past 3 weeks and year so far, and I'd like to take this time to just thank each and every one of our listeners for tuning in every Thursday at 8:30 p.m. Eastern on Relationships 360. And I want to hear from you guys tonight. I want to hear your lovely voices. If you have questions or comments about our past programs that I just ran through, or if you need guidance in your relationships, the number to call is 714-409-0610, which is located again on this show's Blog Talk Radio page, and it's published in the chat room. I do see that we have it there for you guys. So dial those numbers, 714-409-0610. I look forward to speaking with you. This is definitely one of my favorite formats, an open forum where we can talk about any relationship topic that you guys want to talk about. And, of course, if you're not in a position to call in, you can post your comments or questions in our chat window, and I'll address them live on the air tonight. All right. So, again, the luxury of this open forum, which I love so much, is that there is no particular topic. And what I'd like to kind of do is talk about a few things that I wanted to get to in our previous three shows this month, but I didn't have time due to your overwhelming calls and comments for those shows, which, you know, took up a lot of the time, so I didn't get to these things. Let's start with the online dating and long-distance relationship show. One issue that my guest, Leon Gomez, the CEO and founder of MyCircles.com, and I didn't get a chance to cover, was the subject of online background checks. We talked a lot about etiquette, you know, the kinds of information that you should include in your profile in order to attract the type of person that you want. But we didn't get a chance to talk a lot about online dating safety. And for those of you who did listen to the program, Leon had mentioned that he had been on my TV show. This show was a TV show in Kansas City, and we did talk about pretty extensively about online dating safety, but we just didn't get to talk about it this month on the radio program. So what I wanted to say, you know, about that is, when you go out on these online dating sites, and of course, you know, Leon recommends sticking to the paid dating sites, you know, it's going to be indicative of the type of, you know, people that you're going to meet. You know, obviously, if a person can't afford, you know, $15, $20 a month to meet a person that they want to date or, you know, get into a serious long-term committed relationship with, then, you know, probably that's not a person that you want to pursue. You know, if you want to be in a serious relationship, they're most likely going to be cheap or they just have no money at all. So I would say stick to paid dating sites. And then the other part of that is that a lot of these paid dating sites, I don't want to throw out any names, we know the big ones that we see on TV all the time, many of them do have options for online background checks. So you definitely want to upgrade to include the online background checks. And there are different types of checks. that you can use, you know, for your benefit.